Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You have, I don't want to say you stumbled across, but there was an ESPN article about the Browns, yay?
Yeah, and it was about Andrew Berry, and it was going through basically what happened with draft night, and they were trying to lay out the case and everything in between, and I've noticed one part of that ESPN piece is going extremely viral. Now, again, this is not having to be credited to ESPN or anything in particular. Andrew Berry said this in a press conference, but the idea in talking about the Browns not planning to draft two quarterbacks, but them believing in positional value. Berry goes, we felt like it wasn't necessarily the plan going into the weekend to select two quarterbacks, and people have been running with that all day long. And I do think it is interesting. Like, is this Berry telling you that they were doing everything for 2026, then just the draft changed their plans?
I mean, I still think they're doing everything for 2026, right?
Well, so I think that's the interesting part about this, is that it feels like in taking two quarterbacks and two running backs, something that has never been done, they're putting an emphasis towards the offense, and they did change up relative to what you saw with the first two picks off the board, where they went defense, and we're like, all right, when they first went number five in Mason Graham in the trade out, and then obviously the off-ball linebacker Schlesinger at 33, you thought to yourself, this solidifies at 2026. And although we still think that, it's interesting that then they pivoted based off the board.
Yeah, I think in the end you're talking about a third and a fifth round pick and a late third round pick at that as well. So, like, I actually give Shador a chance to come in here. I do think he's closer to a second round talent than a fifth round talent. But, I mean, am I banking on the fact that those guys are going to change the fate of the Browns? Not really. I think it's weird that people draw this line. And I don't think you're doing this.
No.
Because I think a lot of people are, but I do think a lot of people are doing it where, well, because they drafted two quarterbacks, if this is no longer about 2026. I'm like, guys, it's a third rounder and a fifth rounder.
Yeah, you can't bank too much on what you did with Shador and Dylan Gabriel and change that off 2026 at all.
And here's the thing. It's even if those guys play, they might solidify themselves as contenders moving forward, but In 99 out of 100 simulations of this season where those guys play, you're still taking quarterback next year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, you're going to need Shador, a fifth-round pick that historically doesn't end up turning into something, or a third-round pick, something that doesn't historically turn into something. Yeah, there's Russell Wilson. There's examples we can use, but more times than not, you're going to still have to go back for the 2026 class.
I mean, let's be honest. If Shador starts, let's say Shador grabs the job week one, they go 6-11, and he is the 18th best quarterback in the draft. You're still taking quarterback one next year, right?
You mean 18th best quarterback in the NFL?
Yes.
That I don't know. Because if you look at every quarterback not named Jaden Daniels last year, they were somewhere between the 20th to 27th best NFL quarterback last year. Like, go look at the actual numbers and where they rate out with everyone. The rookie class, although it's perceived to be very good, rookies don't tear up the league. Like, if you're 18th after year one, that's actually a good launching point.
So, okay, let's say his numbers look like Gardner Minshew, the one year that Jacksonville had him start, and then the very next year they got the number one pick for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, that's obviously different. That's a different story.
But, I mean, Gardner looked like a solid starting quarterback. It was everything else around him.
You don't let Gardner Minshew stand in your way.
So, I think we're just in a really interesting spot where there's enough intrigue for this year. And listen, I also don't look at Shador or Dylan as one-year deals. So I think they're going to be a part of the quarterback room. And maybe long-term, maybe this is the way I look at it. Like, long-term, we should expect Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders over the next year and a half to fight over who's going to be the backup of whoever they get in 2026 until proven otherwise.
Until proven otherwise. Your first scenario, though, I think is really interesting, because I think that's one that actually might be a very dividing one, and it might end up being the one that would scare the Browns the most, if that he is not Shador, Dylan Gabriel, anyone in between, not only doesn't just grab the job, but does look good enough that you're like, maybe there is something we need to hang on to and keep giving reps to.
I mean, but even in that, like, what are you afraid of? Having too many good quarterbacks?
It's not having too many quarterbacks. You would then move off of drafting one in 2026.
And I don't think so.
Because if you believe you're headed in the right direction and the arrow is headed in the right direction, then you would then pivot off with your two first round picks next year, and you would just take positional value there.
I think the problem is if you get it wrong. If it is the, you take him, he looks reasonably good, let's just say top 20, and then you go, well, we got to give him another year here, and we got to figure out what we have in him, and then he goes out there, and he's the same guy a year later.
For sure, but that also plays with an interesting concept, too, that you would take a quarterback in 2026, and then you'd still give Shador a second year to try to go ahead and prove his worth while having a quarterback in 2026.
Whichever.
Taken.
Let's say it's not pick it. I'm so out on this idea. But if one of the young quarterbacks grabs the job this year and does a reasonably well job, it's not going to stop me from taking a quarterback. But what I think it affords you is the ability to have an actual legit quarterback, a competition next year. And worst case scenario, you let the rookie sit for a year and, you know, allow the team to continue to develop around him.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, I mean, I could... There's so many different ways that we could take this.
Just doing the wheel of possibilities.
That's what it is. And it's funny because we're back in that same wheel of possibilities we were with the draft, where it was like, well, they could take Shador at 2. They could also trade out at 2. They could trade up at 2. And then it just, you end up in a just a mixed bag that, I mean, in the next 4 months, we'll find out what happens. But it's incredible the amount of possibilities that the Browns do have.
Sorry to interrupt you, bud. Aren't these the more, this is more exciting to me.
Oh, 100%.
And like,
100%.
You know, like, I just think, listen, logic tells us Shador is going to be something in between the best quarterback in the NFL next year and the biggest bust to come out of this draft this next year. Might not even play at all. But I think as you kind of get into it, watching him or Dylan Gabriel at some point this year trying to kind of assert themselves into that job could be interesting. Like, I think maybe that's the thing I want to avoid. I think the only scenario in which the rookie quarterbacks really get uninteresting to me is if they have no chance to win the job. It's a Pickett versus Flacco production. And then with like 5 games to go, it's we got to see what we have in those guys. Because in no scenario can they do
anything.
It's
not a fair chance.
Well, in those 5 games, there's nothing they can do to actually throw you off the scent of drafting a quarterback in 2026.
Yeah, in those 5 games, they wouldn't be able to show you anything. And if, well, I mean, so Joe Flacco showed us a lot in 5 games, right? So maybe 5 games would be enough in that instance, not to throw you off for 2026, but to cast doubt that whoever the quarterback you take in 2026 should start right away. Like, I still believe in the idea that if you take a quarterback number 1 overall, you play that quarterback your rookie season. Like, maybe what Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders are playing for this upcoming season is to make sure that that's not the reality for the 2026 pick.
Would be arguably the most Brownsian thing in the world is if Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel, with 5 games to go, pulled a full Lovie Smith. And where the reason you got like the number 3 pick instead of the number 1 pick.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be on the table. 100% would be on the table.
216-474-0092. Andrew Berry last week talking about we didn't plan to draft 2 quarterbacks, but then positional value kind of came in. Draft value came in on this. Is this Berry telling you that they were going that they're still doing everything for 2026? Jim in Strongsville, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey guys, listen. No, short of these guys taking the team to like 16-1, 15-2. And to the AFC championship game, no. And I say that because, look, they already moved off. This organization already showed you that they move off of Baker Mayfield because, yeah, they thought he was good enough to win, but not good enough to win a Super Bowl. So, no, if you have a shot at taking what you think is a blue-chip franchise quarterback next year, you know, they're doing it. There's almost 100% chance that that's what they're going to end up doing, no matter what.
Jim, would you like to have the power to be able to tell the gender of somebody else's baby while they're in utero?
No, this is the dumbest superpower of all time, by the way. My thing is that maybe this guy's got an extra sense of smell, and so maybe we could train him to like detect bombs and drugs.
What's he catching a whiff of there, Jim?
I don't know, pheromones, whatever. This is like in The Family Guy when Meg could grow her nails long. Like, it's the worst, dumbest, most useless superpower of all time.
All right, real quick. Worst superpower, the giggler or the gender sniffer?
Oh, that's terrible, Nick. I don't know. What's the giggler? What is that one?
That's Mac's new superpower.
Yeah.
But not new. He's had it for a while.
He just giggles people into submission.
We've just not labeled it.
I don't want to giggle on air.
Oh, Nick. And by the way, Nick, the original wedding ring is not the only time you should look at Ness and feel like you've let her down.
No. I have a daily reminder, Jim, of just like how she could have done better than me, bud.
And John, Jonathan, it's time you start trying for another baby. We got to get another little Peterlin out there.
Why'd you have to say
pumping
little?
Pumping them out, man.
I just have to say, pumping them out.
Start pumping them out. We need at least 3 or 4 Peterlins running around.
We're definitely stopping at 2, Jim.
Just little Peterlins. I felt like we were talking about something else.
I like that Jim more times than not just calls me and calls us and just tells me of all the different ways he doesn't like me. But he's like, we need more Peterlins in the world.
Do you think it's because he wants you to have more stress in your life?
Is that what that is?
Maybe that's what it is.
He's like, I know this will interrupt your sleep. It'll interrupt your daily. I know this brings you a lot of headache and a lot of things that you now have to do that you don't really want to do.
It's too bad.
But it is a great joy.
It's too bad Mac can't giggle women to submission. You know what I mean?
There's a power.
Just wear them down over time. All right. I'll do it. Is this Andrew Berry telling you that they were doing everything for 2026 all along, the Browns rookie quarterback plan, and Malik Nabers has something to say about what people are shusaying about Shedeur Sanders after the draft. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.